This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I've got like my spoon in my backpack, like my big ladle. You know the spoon, you know the big one that I carry, Hayes? The spoon big, that I have?
Yeah, the big spoon, very deep.
The large, it's deep is what it is, because it's not that big around.
Yeah.
But it's probably like that or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's explaining this whole thing. He's like holding a fucking sheep or something, and he's talking, and I just kind of, you know, dip my spoon, and I get, I don't know. It's not much. It didn't fill the spoon, like 6 tablespoons, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I start slurping on it. And the farmer fucking bugs out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I just churned that. I'm like, yeah, dog. So that's why I'm fucking spooning it, dude, because it's pretty fresh. Like, what the fuck are we doing? And he's like, you are at a job interview to be my farmhand.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that's one way to characterize it. Like, I don't know if you've heard, but the workforce is shifting. Like, labor has the power now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're auditioning for me. Can you offer me a good enough job? Obviously not, because I took 6 or 10 tablespoons of butter and started slurping it, and you're like, mm-hmm, fucking going like Mark Ruffalo Hulk style on me or some shit. Like, really, really mad.
Yeah, I took a little butter home with me every day.
Well, I eat a lot when I'm there because I need energy to work. So I'm like, yeah, snacking, obviously, on the butter, like picking up big. I had a spoon this day, but I pick up big handfuls. And it's a dirty spoon. I'm not going to pretend the spoon's clean.
It's so deep, you cannot clean it.
Nope. You would need...
All the stuff at the bottom is so far down there.
I don't even know what you would need to clean it. A toilet brush, but that's going to get it even dirtier, because that I've been using in the toilet.
The toilet brush would only be, I guess, useful if you'd use the spoon to like eat a big piece of poop or something. But like,
well, let's not get, because because of who our guests are today, I don't want to start on that topic at all. We should bring them in,
but for that purpose, but like, it's not, but I can see why people would see it and be like, oh, did you use that to like,
oh, why? Because eat, like, eat a you, piece. Yeah, because it's kind of deep enough that you,
yeah,
could, yeah. Let's not start there, because I think we're going to end up there. And I actually did not like the last time these particular guests were on, specifically because of the topic that you seem to be steering us into.
We can just get into it. It's our friends are here. The boys done got a little creative, didn't they? They went and got a little bit creative, and they went in. They made themselves a little picture, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't you boys?
We did.
Didn't you make a little picture show for us?
Yeah,
admit it. Don't play coy with me, you two boys. I think you've been up to something after school and getting into a little bit of trouble with those cameras and gadgets you love.
Clay, did you do this?
Clay, yeah. Were you Clay? Making a picture?
Yeah.
Did Clay make a picture?
Yeah, I made a picture.
I did the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you made a big one.
Okay. Was it fun?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It looked like you were having a blast up there. We talked about this a little bit before. I personally couldn't finish it.
Right.
But I'm, you know, I was so excited to see it. I'm so excited for you that you did it. I understand the movie went on for another hour or so after I stopped watching, and it just, that's so impressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk? Name?
Yeah. Talk about what it is or what we're trying to do.
Clay, if I get anything wrong, you
okay,
just
for sure. I'll be right here. Okay. I'll let you know if you fuck up.
It's a feature film.
Okay.
It's called The Civil Dead.
That's right.
The Civil Dead.
Civil.
Civil. Civil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a civil shepherd.
I wish. from the old days, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm just talking about her looks. Mean? I'm talking about her looks from the way when she was young.
Why did you bring up the old days? What's wrong with her look now?
Oh, when she was young, she was looking tight. You remember?
No. I think she looks good now.
And there's always something with these two.
Well, last she looked when was... she was young, though, she was looking tight.
I actually,
I think we'd all agree she looks better.
I'm actually really fondly remembering the days when the two of you mostly talked about eating poop on this show.
That felt to me like something we could all get on board for.
Between that,
I was going to say,
and ageism.
Yeah. And I just would objectification, rather be like it's so many wrong things at once.
Okay, but when she was young, she was looking tight, she's looking good now. But when she was young, she was looking tight.
I still talk about poop. I don't talk about this stuff.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm fighting.
This is Sean's fault. He brought her tight ass up.
No.
I'm telling you, what that ass is big.
I will say this. I will say this. When he brings up ass. When he brings up ass, it does remind me of poop.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm thinking about it. Her ass, ooh, it's so big because of all the poop inside of it.
I'm turning off this episode now. If I'm listening and we're here now, I am turning it off and I'm going, guess I'll try again next week because we've just...
Well, there's other stuff
we've
in
hit
there.
So
it's
many objectionable things. And for the sake of
I'm
your
just
movie...
thinking about...
Because I'd like to know how it ends. I want to talk to some people. I want some of our listeners to watch it and tell me what the rest of it is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the second AD on the movie who's just trying to do his job. And here these two are talking about, on the set, Sybil Shepherd's butt.
What it's filled with.
And he's saying, this is my boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We were talking about it. And
farmer.
We had like 20
at this
ADs.
Point. Yeah, the farmer at least speaks respectfully about Sybil Shepherd.
I mean, that's another kind of job that he's basically.
It doesn't feel like you know him that well because he can't get close to you because he's always getting so frustrated with you for stealing his butter.
It's not stealing,
taking.
It's from the earth
for dipping his butter, whatever it is. If you keep pissing him off like that. You're never actually going to get to know what he thinks of Sybil Shepherd.
You threatening me?
No, I'm just giving you advice an employee.
Yeah, well, speaking of employees and employment, if you do want to threaten me, I would happily invite you over here to get this work.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll bring my friend Clay, and Clay's always got a butt full of poop, and he'll be ready to...
Yeah. Compounding the issue. You know what I mean? It's like someone pulling the emergency brake, but it's actually nitrous boosters. Yeah. The thing you think is gonna save you is just steering you further into the
tragic
car crash that has become this episode of our show.
Yeah. All right.
This movie.
What's up? Yes.
Yeah, what's up? Like, what's
the movie? Is that where is it?
It's on,
let's get
it's,
to it. It's on Slam Dance
for the next 9 days.
Finally.
Yes. It's uploaded to YouTube, but on Slam Dance, and it costs $10.
Slam Dance is like, when I like first time I went to Sundance, I was like, this is so corny. This is so corporate.
So,
music sucks.
Yeah.
The people are so fake. Everyone's
the drugs
trying to
were not.
Yes.
The drugs they had were all these like mainstream corporate drugs.
Too clean.
Yes. too nothing corporate and also like any very kind of dangerous
solvent or cleanser. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was from chemicals and it was not from the earth at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like walking through Sundance. I'm feeling like totally like everything sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to come along and like actually get this entertainment industry back to the roots where it started, actually about being creative?
Exactly.
And then yeah. I hear just like from like way down, like on the other side of Park City town.
Yeah. Yeah, from all literally across town, almost in another town, I hear Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka.
Yes.
What's evil dead now? Bow down, bow.
And so
it starts with Clay, man.
And I'm walking.
It's about just Clay's haircut.
You did see the first part.
I'm following the sound and I'm like, holy shit. And like, as I'm getting closer, like people, I can tell that the people are starting to be more real.
People are laughing. People are coughing.
They're dressed in a way that, yeah, they're coughing from
all these fucking masks.
Yeah,
Sundance
exactly.
is like wall-to-wall masks this year.
Yeah,
I was like, get out of you got to get out of here, dude. Let's come.
See Adrian Grenier in a fucking come down mask, here. Like a fool, a total
come down here,
tool,
you can laugh,
like a complete
cough.
Fool.
Their yeah. clothes are like kind of scary, like kind of punk, but also kind of like rocker type clothes
with spikes on them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they're nice.
Yeah,
they're like
nice.
They look scary, vintage. But they're actually really nice. And the clothes yeah. are expensive, and but the people were being so
yeah.
nice.
They're intentionally distressed in a way yeah. that is like very mm-hmm. stylish, but also a little intimidating. Which is yeah, how that, I dress,
like badass.
It's badass shit. I mean, it really was cool. And I said, I do believe I've found my tribe.
And yeah. I was like, what is this place? Like, this can't be Sundance. Sundance sucks.
Yeah.
And
Sundance
were,
is bitch made. What is this shit?
And mm-hmm. they were like, this is Slam Dance. Care to come in and S my D, which I learned means mm-hmm. slam my dance?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's in the and did you watch a movie right away?
We partied.
Okay. Yeah.
Through the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
We watched a movie partying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But like safely and using drugs that are not about like destroying your mind, but actually adding new parts onto it.
Exactly.
L-theanine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that?
Playing games.
Yo, what kind of games?
What kind of games are you playing?
We play lots of games too. I just want to know what kinds of games y'all play.
Slapjack.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They played, damn, we missed the slapjack.
Spit.
Yeah.
We were playing table.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we did three rounds of jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other?
We played a game called, we played games. A spin the bottle, but when the bottle lands on you, you have to share your most dangerous idea.
We did a stretch and share.
Kevin, sit up.
I just did a long walk.
Sit up!
What was the stretch and share, Sean?
You're about to go on a long walk to the unemployment store.
We did a stretch and share that went so deep. And the stretch, I don't know what was deeper, the stretches or the truths being divulged. But by the end of it, I was really tired.
Did you go back to your hotel, your cozy hotel?
Slept right where I was.
Yeah.
In the coat room.
That's the Slam Dance way.
That's Slam Dance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Talk about the Slam Dance experience. Talk about the acceptance ritual, which I've heard is like very profound in its way.
The first thing that I noticed that made me feel at home while we were walking the path, there's a path, was the those mosquito stick lamps, candles that are colorful. They're very colorful. You know those?
Yeah.
And that, me and Clay looked at
each
other.
They have colorful ones?
Yeah, they're really colorful. Blue, red.
Imagine a whole group of guys.
Oh, yes. I've seen these. Yes, I now I'm remembering. God, I was so out of it.
Holding these.
There's a lot of guys holding those. Mm-hmm. And me and Clay walk.
They said, come this way, follow us.
And we look at each other and we nod.
We go, we're home.
Wow. Okay. I had full body chills. Clay had to lend me his coat.
Were you like giggling? You're so excited.
I was giggling.
Well, Clay was a little bit. We were both kind of going, hee-hee.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. We didn't want the fellas to hear, because it was a lot of fellas.
You're covering your mouth a little bit and like giggling.
Yeah, I covered my mouth a little bit, and they go, we don't do that here.
Yeah. Wow.
I let go the.
They thought that you were scared of getting COVID,
which is unpunk.
They don't do. Yeah, that's not punk. Yeah.
So we're walking up, and we see a guy, and this guy, he was what, like 1 foot tall?
He was 1 foot tall.
Wow. Okay. But, that's a very interesting kind of guy.
Yeah, we realize
he might have just been far away.
That's what
he was really
learned.
Far away. Okay.
He was at the top of a large set of steps.
Okay.
And he was very far away. So we got closer to him, and he was at
he was 5'7".
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, still below average.
Still like little below average, which I told him.
And Clay made fun of him to his face, which
felt like the slam dance way.
It's slam dance way, and I was scared. I put my hand on Clay's chest, saying, "Relax." And then
I said, "What the fuck you say to me?"
And he said, "What the fuck you say to me? Let me do my thing." He said, "Let me do my
thing." Yeah.
Yeah. And you had grabbed Clay's TT effectively at that point.
Well, so I pointed at my shirt that said, "Let me do my thing," and the A in the thang was an anarchy sign.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Which they give to you when you get accepted.
They
to slam
give
dance.
You that when you get just arrive at slam dance.
It says, "Let me do my thing."
And my understanding is you don't tell them your size.
Mm-mm.
Whatever they give you, that's what you wear for the whole festival.
That's your size. Here's your size.
Your size.
And it's a small. And you go, if you say I want a bigger one, they go, "What do you say, fatty?" Mm-hmm. And I said, I didn't say anything. I'll put this small on.
As nice as my experience was. They were really nice to me.
I did ask, I said, "Do you have a bigger shirt?" And they said, "Yeah, I think we got one in here." And then they pulled out like a little baby onesie.
Yeah.
And they made me put that. They said, "This ought to fit you better."
But
and
they didn't say like.
They wasn't mean. It was kind of, I think it was trying to get me to come out of my shell and let go of some of my old ideas. Mm-hmm. Of what a shirt should be for,
or like a film festival should be, which is watching a movie.
Yeah, watching a movie, and you're not partying at all,
exactly.
And you're like listening, I guess, to the movie, but no one's like saying their most dangerous idea.
Exactly.
You can do that, I guess. There's some value, or was at some point in time, but the slam dance way.
Yeah, do your thing.
What I love about slam dance, and I hope they gave this to the creators as well as to the people that were just there as guests to enjoy the films, is that
you're
they let you
tiki torch.
They give you space, and they give you space to just like run around a little bit, and actually like time for that.
Well, yeah, and you are allowed. You know, in the movie theaters, they have the curtain.
Yes.
You're allowed to go back there.
Yes, you're allowed to go back there. There's a little space on the side where you can kind of run around during the movie.
I had somebody just kind of grab my elbow because I was like kind of like just shifting around a lot, like shuffling, and I sort of looked like I had to pee, which I did, but and I was like making little like kind of grunt noises the whole time. And somebody just sort of tucked their hand under my elbow and they guided me over to this kind of free space. Nobody was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they had a stopwatch and they said, 2 minutes, get your sillies out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Well, we did the screening. We were the opening film for the thing. And the screening was incredible, which was you came in, there's theater seating, and they were like, well, we can do two things. We can watch this movie, The Civil Dead, or we have a big box of crayons that you guys can mess around with.
Yeah.
And so it was fun to see everyone choosing the big box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Clay's thing with me is that he describes a superhero to me and I draw it and then he colors it in. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing that for basically
the runtime of the movie.
What were some of the guys?
What was the superhero name one of the big ones that Clay drew?
I guess Clay should probably
describe
it.
They looked I don't remember how they look. Clay's more of the explainer.
About, yeah. Well, I had a character named Brown Bucket Boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he can fill up his big bucket with bad guys.
All right, let's do another one. Let's do
it. Okay. Oh, well, no.
Well, these are his bad guys, and the bad guys, the Brown Bucket Man's bad guys. They come from his inside of him, and that's sort of a metaphor if you think about it. These brown guys come out of him.
And I'm realizing we should have had a space. We should have had a free space for you guys pre-podcast to Slam Dance style get your sillies out.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like some of what's coming at me.
Don't draw that.
But can I tell you Clay's idea for, and this character he came up with is, I was thinking would be a great cartoon for Adult Swim.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's a superhero and his name is Beer Man.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And his thing is, he has to have a beer to fight bad guys. And that's his thing.
He likes drinking beer?
Yeah.
I think Adult Swim could actually fuck with that.
They actually could fucking do that, man.
They've done some shit on there.
Yeah. Huckleberry Hound and some of the other stuff I've seen on that channel.
Yeah.
That shit could be actually pretty fucking dope, man. Yeah. So what's his deal? He's drinking beers?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Clay, you came up with it?
Yeah, I did. I did come up with that. Yeah. I was a little high.
How many does he even drink? I love this.
So many.
Basically a six-pack.
It's so many.
Yeah, so much.
You can't. And he's fighting because it makes you a little weird when you drink
He's not afraid of stuff from the beer. So he drinks a six-pack and he fights the bad guys.
Oh, it's like brave. But it makes you it makes you sick to drink it.
Well, his son, I mean, there's all kinds of funny stuff we could do. You know, we're working on the pitch. Right now it's in crayon on some construction paper. And it says, if the bad guys are too crazy,
you have to tell me if you do it.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean to interrupt. You have to tell me if you do this. I'm going to watch that.
Okay, cool.
Beer Man.
Yeah, we're working on it.
That's so good.
We're trying to find a producer right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're thinking of getting Johnny Rotten
to
produce it.
Do you mind if I actually text my friend about Beer Man? I just think he'd I think he'd really like this idea.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, hang on. Okay.
We'll wait. I'll just...
Hang on. Yeah. Okay. I'm just telling him, about the idea. I think he'd really like it. I have, some friends who are, into,
funny stuff?
Yeah.
This sort of shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, I just got a text from Sean that says... It says Beer Man.
It's funny, but it's cool, too.
I mean, it's kind of crazy, but I honestly think that actually could, that could be actually really funny for real.
That's what's fucking me up. I didn't even know if you were kidding at first. And now I'm going, this could be a fucking show. I mean, not on, on Adult Swim, it could. Not on,
ABC.
They wouldn't do it on...
I actually think he'd be... Oh, God, he'd be so messed up. But,
even Freeform, I don't think could do it. But I do... I think... I'm thinking and of some of the stories.
Yeah. Because if he's friends with the single drug female.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Is he cartoons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cartoon. Because you can really do a lot with the cartoon.
No, that's why I wanted to say you could make the beer bigger and...
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's an episode where he gets a beer and it's huge. It's as big as he is.
I know I'm not involved, but I was going to say, you should definitely have a beer that's
as big as he is.
Yeah.
So, so huge. Almost.
I wasn't going to say that. Yeah. But, but big. Yeah. I was going to say bigger than his arm.
Oh, right. Well, that's good too. They say bigger is better.
I said it's big as he is. I don't know how he drinks it. It just feels like it's dangerous. I don't like when it's fake.
Right.
Yeah,
that's probably
a good note.
Yeah, you do write more than us, so you probably would. That. So we'll keep that in mind.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook. So were you walking around being like, what's up, or like,
well, yeah. At this point, we're talking after the screening, mm-hmm. We're exhausted, but at the same time, we're hyped because of the Clay's new idea.
Okay.
So we're walking around, you know, they say you have to have your next project planned,
yeah,
when you get into one of these. So we find we have it. We're confident. We're walking around.
And you're being like, hands. Yeah, like, check it out.
Who are you saying what's up to? Like, any, like,
is there anyone there who's like,
is there someone there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people.
Okay.
There. Yeah, there's Jeremy Piven.
Wow.
Oh.
Who's the older guy?
Titus.
Titus? Remember Titus? The guy, the car, when he did the car TV show?
Christopher Titus?
Titus?
Yeah. Christopher Titus.
Titus was there.
Stacy Keach's son in Titus.
Yeah. In Titus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Michael Rappaport
was there.
And the cast.
I am Rappaport.
The cast of Strip Mall, they were there.
Strip Mall? Julie Brown was there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were there because they were doing a retrospective.
And Clay, you said, what's up?
I said, what's up? And Clay held up the construction paper with Beer Man on it.
Beer Man.
And their mouths fell to the ground. Because of and how are hard any, they were laughing.
Are there, like... It, like, obviously you're there to, like, hang out and, like, do work and stuff, but are any girls being like, what's up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of girls.
Okay. Yeah.
Would girls like Beer Man?
It's mostly for guys.
The demographic is mostly guys.
Yeah.
Okay. But even though it's a cartoon, you'd think it'd be for kids, but that's the twist that we're going
not who. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Not who watches it.
Oh. Right.
In the Beer Man show?
Yeah, yeah.
Do girls like Beer Man?
I think that, like, he has a hard time with the wrong girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's rejecting the right ones.
Yeah.
The right one, maybe. Wine girl.
That's he.
Eventually, his
what are you
the
saying
girl,
about wine
wait, no,
girl?
No. I think Hayes is figuring it out.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Hayes has something. Look at him.
He says he sees her.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, who's,
mm-hmm.
he says,
to the, you're, this to the is supposed wine to, girl,
he says, you, this is, my girlfriend today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the idea.
If she could say, or I don't know what you were saying before, Whit, but this is just something he could say.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, I would say keep an open mind, too.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if this is what you were pitching, Clay, or if this was not. But if he says it's... Hayes' thing was that it's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she says, why not?
Yeah,
right.
Why? Or if he says this isn't my girlfriend. Or if he says this isn't my girlfriend. Is that okay?
Hayes?
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Why not? Why Amitai? Why not?
Wine, yeah.
Wine Amitai.
Yeah.
Wine come.
Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And you're vine? You're mine? You're vine?
You're wine. You're
vine.
Vine.
You're
vine.
Vine.
Yeah. You're be wine.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess be wine probably. If we're choosing between wine and vine,
mm-hmm.
Vine is related to wine for sure,
but I think we can just use wine. Point.
Yeah, I think we can just go straight to wine.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I have another, and I hate to, I know it's your guys' thing, but it just like got me like, you ever hear these ideas that just like get your brain like,
right.
Yeah.
Boiling. Like I'm just like, it's like pot, like popcorn's up there and I'm having all these ideas. But if Beer Man, like if there's a, I'm assuming there's a bad guy. Hmm.
Hello?
Hello? Well, they can hear this pitch or not. They can hear this pitch or not, but if I think there should be a bad guy or maybe even two.
Okay.
And if Beer Man kicks this guy in the ass so hard, he just like caves in his ass,
okay.
He could go,
okay,
you just got beer ended. Or maybe you should hit him with a beer can in the ass.
Yeah, and well, that could also like cave in his ass. He throws it so hard.
Sorry, I beer ended you.
Yeah. Or he throws it so hard it like gets like full, like embedded in there, in the cheek. Not like it doesn't.
No, I know. I guess my idea is that like a rear ending of a car is that it somehow like collapses in the bumper. And
can I just say now that these guys are
visually
gone,
yeah,
I don't think these guys went to Slam Dance. Did you notice this?
haven't even been thinking about it. I'm just trying to figure out how we get beer man.
Like, I know. I know. And I saw.
I don't think they know what they have.
I saw that exact thought. You're getting so like excited about this idea, and I've seen how you just like you get so much momentum from
beer
that.
Beer ended is like that's every like, that's specific. An episode. That's a whole episode.
Every specific I've said about Slam Dance, they're like following along like they know what it's like there, but like everything they're describing, it was like actually not like that at all.
As it,
never let someone do a drawing of like Brown Bucket Man.
That's fake, but I actually study like micro expressions.
Okay.
And their faces, like the way they're, when you'll ask them something, like their eyebrow or their cheek will give like a panicked micro expression. It's okay. So small you wouldn't catch it.
So they're gonna come when they come back. I do think we just have to like keep asking them questions about this and like gather more information.
Well, they're giving too many details.
If they're going out there and saying like we rep Slam Dance this year, like that could actually fuck up the entire thing. So like he's connecting to audio right now, but when
they're gonna blow it.
Hello.
Hi, my internet went out.
How much did you hear in terms of like the beer ended pitch?
We heard up to the point of I pitched the idea that it should be Sobriety Man, but I think you guys had another idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't even talking about that.
Yeah, we didn't hear that.
No, and then he said,
"Oh, this is so much better. This is really great. Thanks, guys.
We finally sorted it out." The enemy of beer is probably not sobriety as a whole. It's probably like tonic and bitters or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sean, do you like this? He bumps in. I know we didn't like Vine, but he bumps in and says the beer ended line and says, "You are the Vine. I am the beer man."
His enemy is actually probably Bitter Beer Face.
Kevin, let's talk about that later. I have some thoughts on it. I don't like it, but we can talk about it.
Okay.
How did you guys fix the issue you were having with your internet? Just because you were a little bit staticky before, and now you're coming in so clear. Did you get into a satellite?
It's almost like you
something?
Are like upgraded to like grounded fiber. Mm-hmm. Like fiber that's actually connected, like jacked straight into the computer.
Well, I'm almost getting freaked out because it feels like they're in the room with me.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, if you can hear me, turn your video off. That might help.
Yeah. Whit and Clay, when you were at Slam Dance, did the counselors like let you, if you're like in your like bunk at night, are the counselors like coming in and like stopping you from even like talking, or they can let you like talk as long as you like keep the lights out?
It's like lights out, but lights out is just like literally that the lights have to be out, but you can stay up and you can keep like talking about like,
no, we would like whisper and tell stories.
Yeah.
A lot of that. And one night I got my stomach hurt and the counselor gave me some Pringles, but yeah, we were telling stories mostly. The counselors were pretty cool.
They were coming in and like chilling and like.
Well, sometimes, you know, they had their own stuff to do because they were all older.
Yeah. What, 23? They're older?
Yeah.
Plain red can Pringles, or was there a flavor on it? Was it like.
It was sour, the sour kind.
Sour Pringles.
The sour cream.
Sour Pringles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told him I had a tummy ache. And my guy, first thing he says, we need Pringles.
I got a big thing of sour chips for you, pal. And I go, thank you so much.
He said, dip them in this long can. Dip that hand in this long can and get yourself a stack of Pringles. And I brought him back to bed.
Well, he said, put your little paws in here and get a stack of sours.
Yeah, and I bring them back to bed, and, you know, the other campers are sniffing these things out, and, you know, you've never seen, it's like critters.
The other filmmakers, these are.
Right.
These are artists.
Was the swim test hard?
It wasn't really that hard, because we practiced a lot before, because once we got accepted, we said to ourselves, we're going to have to learn how to swim, dude. Yeah.
Okay.
So we could tread water for 30 seconds easy.
Mm-hmm. Which is enough to get a bronze.
Yeah.
If you're curious. If you ever wanted to make a film, that's some info that you might need.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just so you know, for like, for example, the Sundance hit that came out a couple years ago, what was it called?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah. Though they got a lot of gold. And so they were treading water for...
Oh, I remember the director of Hard Candy. He could tread for like 40 seconds.
Yeah. So obviously that's going straight to
let's like let's not even forget the guy who did Year of the Dog.
Yeah.
That was... He was treading for up to a minute. Same with... what was the other one? Rocket Science.
I feel like Uli's gold is what you're thinking of when you say someone got a lot of gold. That it's probably Uli's gold.
Is that the gold that you find when you're digging around?
Someone answer what?
I'll field this one. It's not.
What is it? Uli's gold, is honey. That a movie?
It's honey.
Oh, honey. Gotcha.
I'm just wondering, you know, were you guys allowed to do your cut and paste project together? Like, did one of you do the scissors and one of you kind of was sticking it down? Or did you each have to work on your own independent? Because you made the movie together, so I just didn't know how they do that. I work alone.
Yeah. Clay is using most of the tape.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the scissors guy.
And you also do the stamp thing. Will you stamp the film together? He did that too, which is why his name's in the credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Clay, he's constantly fudging around with this tape, trying to figure out which way to make it the best.
Did Cropsy give you any problems? Was Cropsy...
No, Cropsy's getting attacking kind of older, you, and apparently he's really mellowed out.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
I know the year I was there, Cropsy was a headache for a lot of the filmmakers. You did not want to run across it.
No, he was cool. He didn't like it when you got too loud in the cafeteria. That was the only flare up we saw from him.
If we can get back to Beer Man for a minute. Are we worried about dude driving on the show?
Well, he flies.
Okay.
And that like a twin engine.
Seems bad too.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well,
did you say he flies in a twin engine plane?
Yeah.
Like a Cessna?
Yeah, that's right. That's how he gets around.
Obsessed. Somebody says, Wine Girl says that.
I would love to keep talking about Beer Man. I guess as we like move forward, I'm having a lot of issues with like exploring a possible partnership on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm really not hearing, I'm not getting the feeling that you guys actually went to Slam Dance.
I am not hearing the Slam Dance experience reflected in your comments. Just from the very first, like Clay's teasing the 5'7" man, and then they're in, you know, body shaming him, and
the
I'm
stuff
saying,
they would never say that stuff. That was like my first red flag.
You
the
don't
idea,
know we haven't even hung out in a long time. We've changed.
Yeah,
the counselor doesn't. It's not you. Yeah, you have definitely changed.
Yeah, you've changed. You stopped.
You don't
telling
have to
me
say
the truth
that.
And you started pretending you went to Slam Dance. That's
you have
change.
You have changed a lot. Slam Dance has not changed. Slam Dance doesn't have to change.
Death, taxes, and the Slam Dance way. The three things I can count on.
Slam Dance? Okay. So the counselors, first of all, aren't even in the bunks with you. So, like, once you're in there, you have, like, you actually get treated like an adult there, and, like, you can't leave the bunk necessarily, but, like, you can keep the lights on. It's, like, for you and the rest of your group, like, you're allowed to stay up and like do basically whatever you want in there. The swim test is very hard. The swim test is not just treading water. The idea that you could get a bronze from just like treading water is like unbelievably stupid and dangerous.
We were doing other stuff. We just wanted to mention that part of it. And
what other stuff were you doing?
We were jumping off of the dock.
No,
a lot.
No,
dude,
no,
we
I
were
to do that.
And we were also doing that thing where you go grab those little things that are heavy down off the ground.
The rings.
None of this matters. The idea that Cropsy has chilled out.
That was where I got.
That is a blinking red light. I mean, it just says like, do not trust these men. Cropsy, this past Slam Dance, murdered Joe Pantoliano.
Mm-hmm. Cropsy's attacking single person there.
He slit his fucking throat.
Yeah, and that was his flare up at the
Do you see that scar?
Can you see it?
Yeah.
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 That was from this past Slam Dance. And you're saying that Cropsy was being chill and not attacking anyone?
That's right.
He had one flare up at the cafeteria.
Look at that. Look at that scar.
Look at that.
It really goes down.
That was not from the cafeteria. Also, Cropsy doesn't go in the cafeteria. The entire cafeteria is like basically the most Cropsy proofed location at Slam Dance.
Hey, Hayes, do you wash the scar?
Do I wash it?
The cut looked wet. What you just showed me looked wet, and I would say it looked a little infected.
Have you taken it to the doctor? Have you been to the doctor with it?
No, I
went
take
to the
it,
Slam Dance doctor. I went to the or it's like a medical tent.
Yeah, there's a tent.
What did they say? It looks bad.
What did they say? They said what kind of kombucha do you like?
Yeah. Yes. Rub this on it.
Yeah.
You rub kombucha on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a bit.
And they said little guys will eat it up.
Does it hurt?
It fucking kills. It's a scar. It's a scar from Cropsy slicing me.
Wait, which one of y'all has the scar again?
Yeah, we both held it up.
We both showed two separate, equally.
Because we're on Zoom, you only see one person at a time.
Yeah, when y'all are talking about scars, Hayes was showing us something.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Wow, so both y'all got a scar from Cropsy?
Yes, mm-hmm. Cropsy sliced every single person there. And he killed Joe Pantoliano. See, here's another scar on Sean. He sliced him in two different parts.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pinch the scar.
Don't pinch the scar. I guess it's fine.
I got to pinch it. I'm supposed to squeeze the booch out every 45 minutes. Otherwise, it sets.
You have to squeeze it.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, Clay, you're older than me, so I'm going to let you take the lead on this.
What am I taking lead on?
Slam Dance thing. I don't know if we
because honestly, things. Like, this is like you've been going around. The amount of like self promotion you all are doing is like insane on a normal day. Yeah. But like for this like Slam Dance shit, it has been absolutely suffocating for mm-hmm. me, for everyone
it's
else
been
who knows you.
Inescapable, and I go. They have to realize at some point they are having the opposite effect of, you know, right. their desired outcome. But I guess what I'm learning now is you're compensating. It is imposter syndrome. You were mm-hmm. worried everyone will find out you didn't even know what Slam Dance is, I think, from what I'm hearing.
And if the strategy was to be like so awful about it, to be like so over the top, just like incessant with like the Slam Dance shit,
right,
that and no one would want to ask you about it. No one would ever want to like ask you questions, so you would not be able to reveal that you don't know what it is. You don't know what Slam Dance is.
You don't know what it is.
We know what it is.
What is it? What is it? What is Slam Dance?
It's where you go to at sometimes you draw your you have lots of paper where there's many different crayons.
And please listen this time around because it feels like you didn't hear them the first
time.
And
you can draw any stuff you want.
You can draw different
And if you want, you can go to where behind the screen.
That I think was a lucky
guess. And then listen to this part. Talk about the 1 foot tall man.
And at the beginning, when you get there.
We already figured out that guy was normal size. I'm
no,
not
there is a
you.
Guy
we
that
had
looks
this exact,
small from
we had
far
this
away.
He looks small from far away.
Already.
Sorry, I don't want to steamroll in you. He looks small from far away, and then he gets bigger, and he's 5'7". And he gives you a small t-shirt, and I said, I'm a medium. And he goes, what do you say, fatty?
Yeah.
Okay, Sean just sent me a text that says, can you beer me now? He could say that. He could say that when he is calling.
He can say whenever.
He calls the bad guy. He calls the bad guy on like a telephone, and the bad guy's like, hello. And like his fist comes out with a beer like through the phone. Punch the guy, destroy.
Right.
And he could say that.
Yes, I was thinking this, and I was thinking, I know I was kind of against him driving, but if he does run someone over with his car, he could, like a bad guy, he could go, geez, he froze like a beer in the headlights. And then he could sort of sit on the guy's body and just drink a whole beer.
I love this. I mean,
well, he's the first hero that you want to hang out with. You know what I mean?
But yeah. You didn't come up with this idea, did you?
No, we came up with it. We were walking around.
This is
walking around Slam Dance.
Around Slam Dance in Utah.
I said, I got a crazy idea.
Yeah. He said.
I said, you know how cartoons are for kids? And then it went from there.
Basically it went from there.
Yeah. But that was it.
This was Titus's idea.
If he does get arrested for hitting the guy with his car, he could be tried before a jury of his beers.
Yeah.
And of course they're all on
that
his
that would be, I think you actually could do that. Like that would be so like,
well, all the beers have different
be so
voices.
Weird.
Like
it would be so weird.
Heineken's do, got an accent and the, you know,
yeah,
I think that would actually
be Molson
like,
is like polite.
Natty Light is Southern trash, white trash, of course.
I don't know about that. I'm not loving that, but
well, what about this? Bud Light is Trump.
Why?
I think you hit a sore spot with them.
No, I'm not.
No, because Bud Light.
No.
I'm not sore.
Say the Trump is a good beer. Right, guys? Say beer. Say Trump's a good beer. Say it.
Trump, why?
Say it, Trump's a good beer.
Trump's a good beer?
Yeah, say it.
Trump's a good beer.
Yeah.
Right, I don't mind that. That's actually sounding kind of good.
Right, gang?
Anyway, we were headed back from the theater. And at this point, we were with Titus.
Good beer blimp. Trump's a good beer blimp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good beer blimp.
Okay.
Flying around.
You were talking to Titus. No, I want to hear this. And then what happened?
Well, we were telling Titus the idea. He was laughing.
Okay. And, so this is when he says that it was his idea. You're going to say that you told him on the way back from the theater at Slam Dance.
Yep. No, I mean, we're just telling him the idea. And he said, that's such a good idea. I'm going to tell people I thought of that. And we say, Titus, that's our idea. And he goes, don't do that. You're more successful than us. And he goes, okay, I won't. And he gave us that Titus look. The trusting look.
I know it.
I know that Titus look. I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of where we left off with him. We high-fived.
And then, well, that's the Titus touch.
And he said, let me do a voice. And we said, sure. Of course, you can do the voice of Angry Orchard. I don't know beer. I'm Clay's more of the beer guy. I just draw, you know.
Was there... Okay. You went to Slam Dance?
Yes, we went to Slam Dance. We
no
walked
bullshit,
down...
guys. No bullshit. What? You went
no,
to Slam Dance?
No, I would never bullshit
Swear
you.
Talk about the social at the end.
Well, the social's held at the Camera Cafe.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
And
they move all the tables.
You
to
could
the
know
side.
That, but
yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, everyone kind of knows that. But
okay.
Ahead.
There's chairs there that you can sit on and then tables that you can put stuff on top of. Let me know if I'm
okay, well, I
too much.
Okay, just said
that.
They push the tables to the side, but there are still some tables left out there, sure.
And there's an area there where you can put your coat if you don't want to be wearing it.
Next to the tables.
Okay.
And then next to the tables and chairs.
And everybody there is so happy.
Sort of.
Oh, big time.
Okay. And what's the song that everyone sings at the end, like everyone at Slam Dance like gets together and like sings
along.
About
you're talking about EMI by Sex Pistols.
No, it's not EMI.
Oh no, maybe he means I wish that I knew what. No, yeah, that one.
No.
Wait. Oh no.
Oh.
Oh, that's not it. Oh wait, I forgot.
It's American Pie.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's also a movie that premiered at Slam Dance.
We couldn't remember the word.
And everyone sings along. Everyone knows all the words.
Yeah, especially Clay.
Okay, let's hear it. Let me hear all the lyrics to American Pie right now.
Okay, American Pie song.
You're about to look like a damn fool.
Stop grilling you.
I
went from Phoenix.
I went to Phoenix, Arizona, back down to Tacoma, went down to Arkansas.
Went back to Arkansas. Then
that's not even that
LA,
song.
Then I went
not even that
to
song.
York
that's
City.
Not even the song that it's not.
Oh, we're not finished.
We're not finished. I think and you're just I like you're went kind down of.
To all right, you get two more verses. If I don't start to recognize American Pie, I'm going to get mighty upset.
American Pie. Oh, my.
I miss American Pie.
I got to go to Phoenix, Arizona with me.
My, miss American Pie.
Don't go down to Tacoma if you
they
want.
Don't, they don't talk about Phoenix, Arizona at all in the song or Tacoma.
Well, sorry, our brains are not fully formed yet because we just got back from that altitude. Woo!
Okay. All right. That's real. Everyone is very sick up there and like very.
When you get back, you're actually
very fucked up.
Yeah. Part of your blood explodes when you first ascend. So
that's what we're dealing with. Y'all are used to it.
Well, I'm excited. I'm interested in the movie. It sounds like you guys made it. So like, you know, I hope one of our listeners checks it out and lets me know what the ending was. I was completely fucking lost the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about all this. This is great. And I'm so excited that you guys are going to sit down and watch the movie. And the thousands of people that listen to this are going to watch it. This is great.
The Civil War Dead.
Exactly. Thank you so much. This has been such a joy.
Which is basically what the movie's about.
If you what really is it on? It.
Slamdance.com. $10.
Okay.
Okay.
On your website, Clay, it says it's in post-production.
Uh-huh. Well, that's IMDb Pro, and I don't know how to work it, so.
Okay. Your website
Oh, wait, my website.
Not IMDb
no, it is this in is in the website. It does say post-production, so.
ClayTatum.com.
Yeah. And well, technically, it still is in post-production because it hasn't been. It's not fully finished.
If I go to slamdancechannel.com, it's on the front, or like I have to like do other stuff.
There's probably going to be a movie or two ahead in the featured films.
It's not the
area.
First movie.
Okay.
So we're not first movie. We're probably third on the website. So. And then this if you go broken. Down further, you're going to have to do the it's going to be alphabetical. So
I'm looking at it. So I have it pulled up.
Uh-huh.
It says it's not there.
It says it's not there?
It says Civil Dad's not here?
No, it doesn't know the name of it. It just says it's not there.
Wait,
it said it's like what there's a film. We don't know where
I'm looking
the name,
at the fucking website.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what
I'm on the fucking website.
Uh-huh. Kiss your mother.
It says it's not there.
Uh-huh.
Well,
sorry, excuse me.
Maybe Google.
Maybe.
Sorry, excuse me. What did you ask me, Clay?
I said, kiss your mother with that mouth?
Because you cussed.
Oh, I'm curious how my mother's name actually ended up in your mouth. I definitely would be happy to come over there and knock it out.
Uh-huh.
So that it wasn't crowding up your mouth anymore, that name that you should basically never speak again. I'm trying to help you. I'm on the fucking website. It says it's not there. It says they don't have it. So you should probably be on the phone with whoever.
Right.
Figuring out
Johnny
like,
Rotten.
If you actually went to if you actually went to Slam Dance, maybe you would know.
Spell Slam Dance.
Spell
Slam Dance.
S-L-A-M. Clay,
there's D.
D.
And then there's the anarchy symbol next to the D. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the N, and then the C.
Yeah.
And then
and the only and I N C E from the word Nancy from Sid and Nancy.
That's right. And then the no. then the poster of Sid and Nancy is right below it.
Yeah.
No, it's S L A M. That was all correct. D anarchy A. That's correct. But then it's N apostrophe S.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe when y'all.
I mean, maybe when you guys were in it. I think each year they do different things.
They do new stuff every year, which is why they're great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think this year they spelt it with the.
I actually just got my weekend watch guide from HBO Max, so I do have to go.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Bye. Bye.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.